Mike Sir Wyatt.
Good afternoon. I call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 3:02 on Tuesday, April 30th. I am Commissioner Brian Crotius. Also present with me are Commissioner Julie Fedorchak and Commissioner Randy Christman, so we do have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak?
No comments from me.
Commissioner Christman?
None here either. Thank you.
Okay. We have one item on the agenda today, and it is in Commissioner Fedorchak's portfolio.
I actually forgot it was in my portfolio.
You are up.
I'm like, rules. Oh, yes, this is inciting rules. All right. Having been approved by the Attorney General, I move the Commission adopt the proposed amendments to Section 6906.0801 and forward the proposed changes of the North Dakota Administrative Code to the Legislative Council for publication and Public Service Commission Energy Conversion Facility Siting Criteria Rulemaking Case Number PU-19-36.
Second.
These are rules that we went through the rulemaking process, have now sent them to the Attorney General's office. They essentially take out the prime farmland exclusion and irrigated land exclusion areas from consideration in siting, and also clarify from some language on wind energy conversion facilities where we're distances away from interstate and state roadway right-of-ways and from railroad right-of-ways and from other transmission line right-of-ways. And so those tweaks are probably necessary. The other things regarding the exclusion areas were actually changed by the legislature. So my understanding is those would take effect about the same time as this if this goes through the legislative review committee. So they will be very consistent with what the legislature has voted to approve in this last session. So this would move this over to the Rules Committee in the legislature, and from there I believe it would become final and publicized in the Century Code or Rules, Admin Rules.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I just think it should be pointed out that the commission was very forward-thinking on the exclusion area part of this. The clarification on the rights of way, I think, was just an important thing we discovered when a question came up. But as far as the exclusion areas, we actually got on this bandwagon before the legislature. They've passed the law now, so as it turns out, with the long process of changing administrative rules, as you said, it'll turn out it'll become effective if the committee approves it in almost the same time as what the law would go into effect. So instead of being behind and having some illegal rules for a few months because we were ahead of the game, we'll actually stay right in lockstep with the Century Code on this. So good job, everyone.
It's a good move, and it helps protect private property rights, ultimately.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. The motion is approved.
All right. And that concludes your portfolio.
That concludes my portfolio.
I don't have any announcements other than we have our regular commission meeting tomorrow, May 1st, at 10 a.m. So we'll be back.
Thanks for getting us through so quickly, Jack.
Thanks for showing up today. I didn't want to pull you guys into the meeting necessarily, but I didn't want to get caught in that spot.
No, it was fine. It was totally fine.
Thanks.
All right. Seeing no other items, this meeting is adjourned.